All right. We're recording now.
Oh, my. How's your day today?
It was pretty good. First, my name is Michael Graham.
And this is Yuri, your dog, as some people like to call me.
Yertle the turtle.
Yertle the turtle.
The podcast Mexican.
The podcast Spick.
And this is our podcast, Let's Get Dangerous.
Are we going to get dangerous?
We always do.
Oh, my.
I did today.
Did you?
I have a lot of things to talk about.
What happened to you today?
All right. So I kind of told you before we started recording, but I like this story. So it's going on the podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I was working out at the gym, and there's like a group of these rich old white guys, like looking around, maybe like to buy a unit or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were clearly rich by how they were dressed and the way they talked and like how they walked around like they didn't notice anybody.
Did they have like a Patagonia jacket on by chance? Because I feel like that's what I associate rich white people with.
See, I'm too poor to know what that is.
Okay. You're one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the slums. But anyway, he comes into the gym and he like tries to, first he goes right for the women's bathroom. He looks around and the light was already on in there. That'll be important later. And he looks around, he looks at the door, and clearly he could read English at least, because he's like, women, that's not for me. And then
trying to, like, Me Too somebody in the women's bathroom.
Not in my gym. I would have destroyed that.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Any reason I have to destroy an old rich white man.
He was old?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I didn't tell you that?
No, I thought he was, I pictured this, like, 19, 20, 21-year-old frat kid.
No.
That's what I fucking pictured.
No. Oh, God, any reason I have to destroy one of them too?
Yeah, like one you would see at Donald Trump's country club or some shit.
This is what I had to tell my boss, the CEO of the company, that I don't wear polos because they're basically just like, you know, the new Nazi uniform.
Yeah, you don't want to be associated with that.
And he looked at me like I was insane, and I was like, I ain't doing it.
Nice, stood your ground. Yeah. Fuck him.
There's other logos on different kinds of shirts for Wedco. So. Oh, I probably shouldn't say the business. Don't look it up. But he's like Mr. Magooing around. And he goes in the women's bathroom. And then right next door, he like tries to open the like utility closet where all the groundskeepers keep their stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, bathroom's this way, friend. And he was like, Like, you know, just kind of.
Yeah, he just acknowledged it, but he like he knew.
Actually, it wasn't even like that. He honest to God looked and put his hands over his eyes like he was looking around like, who said that from far away?
Like he's like Captain Jack Sparrow or some shit.
For real, he was Mr. McGillin it. And he started pressing. There's like a big glass mirror on the wall so you can check yourself out like while you're working out. And he starts pressing on the glass looking for like a secret entrance like it was nothing. And that's how I knew he was super rich.
Real quick, about those mirrors. Yeah. You know those like gym mirrors are like, they make you look big. Like they're supposed to. I think they're like each mirror is different. It's weird. Like hotel rooms make you look better, I think, what I heard.
That's the lighting.
And then like the gym mirrors make you look big. So, like,
makes you slightly lighter or something?
Yeah. So, like, real quick tip, perfect place for a dick pic.
Awesome. Oh, man, I'm going to learn so much doing a podcast with you.
I mean, not that I've done it. I don't send dick pics.
That's not true. I've gotten one from you today.
God damn it. Can we edit this out of the podcast?
No, I think we'll leave this part in.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And also, I think everybody's going to appreciate that it's not going to sound like shit today. Sorry about the rough episode one.
Yeah, we fucked up. It's all good, though. We worked on it. And we got it fixed.
And now this is more like our true home. He's pressing on the mirrors like he's looking for a trap door out of Scooby-Doo. Like, not even thinking about it.
Like he's just in a house of fucking mirrors and he's trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he just expected that he like touched at least three before he figured out, huh, they don't have a secret doorway.
He's like, this is not like my house.
I was like, no, man, all the way at the end. And he's, oh, then he kind of harumph thank-you'd me. He's like, yes, and like kept walking. And he found the door and he walked in and it was dark. And he said, like, I go back to work and I just like hear clapping and like grunts of like displeasement and like claps. And the light was still off because I turned around. So I went in and flipped the switch on for him. And he's like, a switch. And I was like, yeah, a switch. And like, this is.
What a piece of shit.
He must have just been insanely rich to where like regular life. Like,
what do you call that? They call that like affluenza, right?
Affluenza sounds like the flu, but maybe he's sick of his money.
Or influenza.
That's the flu.
Is it?
Yeah. He's affluent. Affluent just means
wealthy.
That's
what I fucking said.
You said affluenza.
What the fuck is the right one?
Affluent. Affluent. Leave a comment to tell us which one it is.
Yeah, if you can tell me what that fucking word is. Because do you remember that case a few years back of that fucking white kid, rich white kid, who like hit and like he killed an entire family?
I do remember this.
I think of immigrants.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker got away scot-free, bro. Because he was too rich to know that he did something wrong. The world we fucking live in.
Yeah, money's weird like that.
Fuck that, dude.
Because this guy straight up dropped his pants and took a shit with the door wide open. Luckily, I was the only one.
Oh, shit.
There's a twist to this one. And then, like...
Just dropping the duty with the fucking
door open? Like, not, just watching me, like, do, just, like, on the bench press machine.
He, like, locked eyes with you while you were trying to...
I turned away because I was
you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
I know you. You locked eyes.
For a moment, but it was I was very uncomfortable. And he at least he
Real
knew how to wipe.
Question. Did you finish your set while he was shitting?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, I did just finish.
Just making sure you're not cheating yourself.
Look, I'm there for me, like, so you know you gotta.
And apparently to watch people shit.
That happened, but it wasn't why I was there. But then he was like, okay, so I didn't see if he was wiping or not. I'm assuming he did, but I heard him call to me. He's like, excuse me. And I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, how do I activate the bidet? And I was like,
get the fuck out of here.
There's no bidet. What is
oh,
like,
my God.
Something he said. And, like, And that just cuts me splashing water on his ass because he paid me $1,000.
You're like, come here.
He's like, get in here. And I was
like,
no. He's like, you want money, riffraff? Get in here. And I was like, yes, sir.
He's like, all right. So, I'd have been like, cash up front, motherfucker.
I did try that. It was a half now, half after he was done situation.
That's fair.
I splashed water into his ass.
Did you get it all? How long did it take to do it manually?
It took a lot long because you don't have that pressure of
no.
the bidet.
Do you know, speaking of bidets.
All right.
So, have you ever heard of Tushy?
No.
The Tushy is like, you can basically... And so you can easily plumb a bidet into your bathroom. That takes like 20 minutes.
Is it expensive?
No, it's like $60.
Can we go to like Bed Bath & Beyond and buy one right now?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I know a few people have used it and like they save money on fucking toilet paper. You're saving the environment.
That's true. And it
and you're
feels
trees.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Like not, you know... Not to sound homoerotic or anything like that, and I'm, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure if I use that word right, but it feels good.
Don't shame yourself. Like, if you like what you like, it's almost 2019. We're in a brave new world.
You know, did you know that, like, in Europe?
Everybody uses
bidets. Everybody uses them.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Japanese bidets, dude?
Absolutely, I have. I've had
have you
dreams
really?
About them. Where you can, like, set the temperature and the settings on
Fuck
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll tell you a story. They'll be like, oh, wanna touch you up.
And, Brian.
Arigato. Like, thank you for it. And then when
is
you're
that
done,
Japanese?
Yeah, arigato.
I have a friend who's Korean, and I always say that to him. He just tells me to fuck off.
Well, that's why, because it's Japanese.
Koreans, man.
And then when you're done and you stand up, it senses, and it's like, sayonara, and it's a little cute girl's voice.
Sayonara is Japanese?
Yeah. Why? How did you get this idea that it isn't?
I don't know. I've always just heard rich white people say it.
That's because rich white people can afford the trips to Japan.
Fuck them, bro.
I know. Hate them.
Making
That's
you
what this
fucking
podcast
splash
is about hating rich white people.
Fucking making you splash water into their booty holes.
You gave me a good tip. $1,000. Yeah.
That's good. You earned it. Earned every goddamn penny.
Well, the thing is, I think I could have got more, but I don't want to be selfish.
Are you trying to haggle?
No, because I was like, you guys sit on a toilet. I was not in the zone for haggling. This doesn't happen every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got you. You're like, fuck it.
Smooth butt. Like, he was pretty old. He was kind of a wrinklier old guy, like in probably late 60s, but a pert little ass there. Like, you could tell he must ski a lot or something.
Yeah.
Like, to go, like... walk uphill or
hot yoga is, I think, is what a lot of white people do.
I do regular yoga.
I don't know. I've never done either.
There's a yoga studio across the street, like the best one in town's across the street from the Wild Orchid. You want to check it out?
Oh, I know where that's at.
Yeah.
I've seen some cuties walking out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go.
Well, you know, best part for improv is saying yes and, then, you know, I actually have to go.
Oh. Is that what this is?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh. I'll go.
Stick to the school.
Oh, my God.
How was your day?
Fucking sucked, bro.
Tell me about it.
I'm supposed to go in. I'm supposed to be at work at 5, right?
Right.
I woke up at 4 and immediately said, fuck this. And I just laid in bed till like 5 o'clock. And then I was like, okay, I'll go in. And I just walked in there like I owned the place. You know, and they was like, where you been? I was like, suck my dick, bro. I come in whenever I want. And then I got suspended for 3 days. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't get suspended. But I did tell them to suck my dick.
Oh, man. I wish I had those. I wish I had the cojones.
They're not bad.
Well, like I said, I'm right on the verge of a slight promotion. So I have to be on my best behavior for a minute.
Yeah. Tell the people about your promotion.
I'm a professional.
I just farted so hard. It's going to... Oh, my God. It smells so bad. Oh, my God. I could feel it straightening out my pubes.
Oh, it's making my eyes water.
Open the door. It smells so bad.
We can't open the door. We'll catch all the...
Oh, God. We're going to die in here.
We're catching enough negative space as it is. But
Is this what Auschwitz was like?
This is what the chambers were. This is the mustard gas.
Oh, my God. I feel like a piece of shit that I said that.
Spicy mustard gas.
Oh, my God.
Auschwitz was like the Germans
9/11. Do we have any Jews that are listening to this, by chance?
Oh, you actually have to say...
Accept my sincerest apologies.
And accept his apology for saying Jew. And, you know, you have to say the whole word.
I love the Jews.
You have to say the whole word. The Jewish people.
The Jewish people.
And a happy Hanukkah. It's
happy
over.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's already
Shout
over.
Shout out to the Jewish people.
The menorah was lit already.
The menorah has been lit for a while.
Yeah, those candles
are
still burning.
You know what I'm saying.
Let me spin that dreidel.
I'm going to spin that dreidel on that Jewish ass.
I'm going to suck some latkes. Those are potato pancakes.
That's disgusting.
They're probably pretty good. I've never tried one.
You know what Jewish food I do like?
What's that?
Bagel, cream cheese, and lox.
Lox are good. Are bagels really... I thought Jewish
It's a Jewish
just,
thing. Look I it thought, up.
All right. They invented bagels?
I don't know if they invented bagels.
They certainly co-opted them and
yes.
perfected them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Jewish people, man.
Industrious.
Very industrious.
Hardworking folk. Strong backs.
Very stingy. What?
That's a Jewish stereotype.
But is it a stereotype? When it's
factual? Is every Mexican an alcoholic?
Kind of.
You can get away with saying these things.
Why?
Because you're Mexican. You have that minority privilege.
Don't fucking flip this around on me, motherfucker.
Hey, there's room for one of us on the high road, and I'm liking the view, okay?
Fuck off. Pasty bastard. You know what's funny? If I took off my pants right now, you and I would have the same skin tone.
We absolutely would.
I got a white ass, bro.
And I have a dark dick. So.
Weird. Do you wash it?
I don't need to answer that.
I don't know if the old lady's gonna... Does she like that?
Look, That's between me and her, okay? I'm not liking where these
white
questions
people
are going.
Weird, dude.
Look, we just play this game called Smelly
Does
Pickle.
Does she get hard, like, moist when, like, you come back from the gym and she's like, ah, I could smell your BO. What about your sweaty dong?
She's going to hear this and say that.
Ah, fuck. I forgot she listens.
Yeah.
But back to, like, white people, though.
Right, yeah, we got off
You know
track.
How you had your, experience this morning with that rich white dude, right?
Right.
They're just so out of touch with some things, you know?
It's like, I thought this was Mr. Magoo stumbling around. Like, I thought it was a sick old man, but he's just fucking rich.
Like, I don't know. Like, you've heard of cuckolding, right? You know what it is.
I'm a go-to guy for it.
Like, go-to as in, like, you do it? Like,
I used to cuckold other people. Let me tell you about my boss before. I worked at a different company. Okay, not my boss now. That guy probably lays pipe like no other. He's very handsome.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you a picture later. But,
better looking than me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What?
You have a better beard, but this guy looks like a shrunken Superman. He's beautiful.
I look like a shrunken Speedy Gonzalez.
You look like an extended Speedy Gonzalez. Oh, I guess, yeah. He's a mouse.
He is a mouse.
Yeah.
With a big old pecker. No, I'm just kidding. He's got a mouse pecker. Because he's a mouse.
But, okay, my old boss, I won't say his name because he was actually a very nice guy, but that guy had to have been a cuck. Like, without a doubt, he'd be like, hey, Michael, you want to come over and watch some football with me and the old lady? And I'd be like, no, man, I don't.
Like, that's fucking weird.
I don't like sports.
Maybe if, like, there would have been other people that would have been different, but if it's, like, just you two, I'm pretty sure he's going to make you bang his wife.
Me too. I had distinctly had that vibe from him.
What does she look like?
Him? You know, he was in one of those couples that have been together for 80 years and they start looking like each other.
Was he good looking?
No, but, oh God, I want to say his name because he shared a name with a certain major Scientologist.
But, oh my God, his name is Tom.
And his last name is the same too.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
Tom Cruise is your boss, bro?
He was my boss. But his mission was not impossible. His mission was complete a long time ago. Like, he was in the retirement age of
holy missions. Christ. Maybe Tom Cruise, the Hollywood actor, is his son.
I didn't even consider that. I didn't even ask.
Yeah. You fucked up.
I fucked up. He looked like a cuck. But go on. What were you saying about
him? Dude, I'm just saying, like, it takes, I feel like, for rich white people, or maybe regular white people, because you don't see Mexicans, the blacks.
Not poor white people either, because I don't know any people around my salary range.
Yeah, or you don't even see this with Asians. Have you ever seen Asian porn? It is the wildest shit I've ever seen.
I know a thing or two about goo girls.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But, like, what I'm talking about is how these rich white people pay these big black
African-American.
Is that what we're going with? What's the correct vernacular?
Person of color.
This black dude with, like, braids to plow their old ladies, dude, with their big meaty dongs. Like, and then homeboy will just sit there and watch. Like, who gets off on that?
Are they even getting off to it? They're not even J&O in the closet.
I'm pretty sure they're J&O. Like, in the corner.
I hope they're doing
something.
While
they're watching.
I mean, it's, you know, because maybe their penis doesn't work anymore, and they know that their wife still works, and they want her to be happy, but they want her to have the Cadillac of penises, so they get the biggest, strongest person of color they know. Chocolatiest.
Midnight.
I'm getting a little hard thinking about it.
What time's your girlfriend coming over? I'm just kidding. But no, on the real though, like, you hear about that shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why though? Do you just have so much fucking money that you, like, don't know what the fuck to do with this? You've
been to too many massage parlors where you get jerked off.
I've only been to one of those.
And you've been to too many donkey shows in Tijuana. That's the kind of shit that'll, like, you sex, regular sex with your wife just won't be enough for you.
That's
anymore.
What I think watching outlandish porno kind of, like, kills, like, the sexual relationship with your significant other. You know what I mean?
I think it can, yeah.
Absolutely. Because then it's going to take weirder shit to get you off. I mean, look at Trump. He's rich white, dude. He was pissing on bitches, dude. Who knows?
He was doing the old R. Kelly.
The old R. Kelly, dude. The goldest of the showers. I'm waiting for that tape to come out. These conservative white people will be like, no. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Do it.
This tape It's going to be huge.
Oh my god. It's pretty solid. Like, if your voice was deeper, yeah, it'd be like right there.
Yeah.
That was Mike's Donald Trump impression. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
What's going on with the old Presidente?
I don't know. I don't want to get too political. I don't want to make this podcast about that stuff. I'll throw in a couple jokes here and there, but
yeah, yeah.
I'm not very, when I argue, like, I don't argue, first off. Like, I'm not going to pretend like I know politics. Like, it's not my job. Like, I know enough, and I just don't want to waste my time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not a politician. I didn't take a political science class. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about something I don't know about.
I did take a speech and debate class once with Ray.
So did I.
Yeah.
I took that, but I'm fucking...
Do you have anyone good in your class? Like, anybody fun?
I took this class years ago. Who knows?
I had it with Ray, and I remember because me and him did our final against each other, and he fucking cheated.
How did he cheat?
He talked during my speech, and he made me laugh.
I remember this.
Yeah, because we were arguing if it was good or bad to recycle or some shit, and I was arguing for it, and I was like, he was like, "Your mom recycles," and I started, yeah, classic. God, he got me,
dude,
and he got the higher grade.
Did
and
he?
I was like, Setzer.
Oh, Setzer's great.
He looks like a cuck. I'll say.
Is he married?
No.
Then how would he be a cuck?
He went out with this art teacher. This one's for you. You know who you are.
Oh, I know.
And then they broke up pretty quick. So I'm thinking he was like, hey, let me call a friend. He can come over. We can watch Portlandia or whatever hipsters watch. She looked pretty hipster.
Did she?
Yeah, they were like Gen 1 hipsters. Probably
they used to ride bikes together, right?
He still rides bikes.
Without seats?
That's him.
Yep.
God.
I like Censor. He was cool.
He was a cuck. He was a real beta male.
So are you finished Christmas shopping yet? Are you all done?
I need to get something for my girlfriend's parents.
But fuck that.
I know what I'm going to get her dad, hopefully, but I don't know what to get her mom. What do you get rich white ladies?
Black men. I like that.
I'm sorry, kidding. Jackie. I love you.
I'm just kidding, Jackie. I don't want that to happen to your mother. I'm sure she's a fine lady.
She's great. Yeah, her mom's cool.
That's great. Get
wine.
I tell you, I have the perfect gift.
A scarf?
A pregnancy.
That is what she wants.
I'll help you. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I'm fertile. Everything's working as far as I know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know. I've been meaning to go get, like...
Let's go get our goo checked, and we'll take pictures. And
I'm down.
We'll, yeah, we'll put it on the Instagram.
I don't even know where to go. Where do you go?
We'll ask Jackie. She's smart as hell.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah, she knows that kind of stuff.
Or we can just buy our own microscope.
She can check?
Yeah. Like, we just blow these luscious loads on her to, like... What do you call that? Like a piece of glass?
The slide. Yes, the slide.
Do they make slides big enough for this amount of
cum? You don't put the whole wad on
the slide.
You just
dump it on there?
Yeah, you get a little eyedropper.
A pipette?
You get a pipette. You stick it in your dick hole.
Oh my God.
Okay, you don't.
You're not checking for chlamydia.
You're right.
You're just checking to see if you have swimmers or not.
And then you just put a drop of
I've been fortunate to have like not... really had any incidents.
Yeah. I always use protection though. I'm a smarty pants. Not always.
I'm not gonna incriminate myself by continuing this conversation.
Fair enough.
So what were you thinking? Like,
let's go to a doctor instead. I don't want to gross her out. Let's stop bringing my girlfriend into like this conversation.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a rich white man.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I didn't mean to do that. Don't hit him.
It's the second episode. Yeah, she's going to punch me in the face.
I know. Not in the face. That's his moneymaker.
It's made money one time. That's it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they like?
I was thinking... maybe like a bread maker.
Are they rich people?
Yeah.
Get them Patagonia jackets.
I can't afford Patagonia. I'm not rich.
Yeah, them fuckers are expensive, dude.
I'll steal their credit
the
card.
The old lady, you're going to buy them something with their own credit card? That's really poor of you.
I got you guys a gift to yourselves. You're welcome. It's you're the buff welcome. Accounts.
The chick, she bought on discount, too. Like, she got a discount on it, or she got it off the clearance jet, or clearance rack, or whatever, and she still ended up paying $100. I mean, it's a nice jacket, but... fuck.
I was looking at your Instagram. You know how to dress up.
I dress well, but I don't dress, like, at a decent price. Like, I'm not...
Can you teach me how to dress up nicely?
Oh, boy. You've got a long way to go.
Also, should I go to Great Clips or Supercuts?
Don't go to either of those.
That's what everybody's saying. They say, pay some money, get a good haircut.
Get a good haircut. Like, what do you usually pay for a haircut?
Like, $15.
Hmm.
Standard going rate from Great Clips.
Yeah. Have you ever had problems with going there? Like, have they always done a good job?
They always try to fuck me. They're like, do you want to hang out for a while? I'm like, no, I've got things to do. I can't just be fucking every hairstylist that I meet.
How many hairstylists have you fucked?
I'm not answering that.
Good. Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
But,
I'm going to play it safe and say zero.
Smart. You know what? Are you winking at me? He did not wink at me. There's this place called D's Cuts. Like, I don't know if he did that on purpose.
Hopefully.
I hope so. I don't think so, though, because I've got my haircut there, and he doesn't like people using profanity in his shop. So I'm pretty sure he would not have, like...
So you can't say, son of a bitch, that's a good haircut.
Yeah, no, you don't say that. But he's... Motherfucker cuts a mean set of hair.
There's this place that we were going to check out, my roommate and I, in the basement.
Those are expensive as fuck, though.
And you, like, you have to set it... You, like, pay for a subscription, and you go there every 6 weeks.
No, that's fucking stupid. Okay. Fuck that. It just sounds pretentious.
It sounds pretentious, but it also sounds kind of like high society. And like,
are you trying to move your way up like that?
I'm trying to work my way. You dress for the job you want.
You're trying to get to that paying for black people to plow your wife kind of money?
Shit, I don't want that much money.
Yeah, you don't want to get that kind of money.
I want enough money for a Tesla.
$30,000?
That's all I need.
Fuck, you should just ask me. I'm just kidding. I don't have $30,000. But, D's Cuts, you make an appointment, and good haircut. I don't know. He's black, though.
That's fine. He's a person of color. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm not racist. I don't want to say Negro or African American. I definitely can't say the N-word.
Person of color.
This just doesn't sound right.
But this is PC culture. You have to. Well, here's the thing about African American.
Fuck PC, dude.
Is that there's so many generations removed from Africa now. They're just regular Americans.
Just three.
Is it really just three? It's got to be four.
Joe Rogan had a good, like, he put that into perspective a little bit. That America is three people years old. If each person lives to see 100.
Holy shit.
Think of that. That's three people.
How did we become the top dog for so long?
We went from being the top dog to like...
We're a spoiled child. We're going to run this planet into the ground.
I know. We went from being like top dog to being like the laughing stock of the world in 2 years.
That's our generation's fault though, because none of us voted.
I know. I didn't. You know what? I can't say shit. I probably shouldn't. Like, I didn't vote at all either.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was stupid though. Like, either way, we were fucked.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't think
nobody was voting for Burn Dog.
He was my horse in the race.
I think that.
And Hillary spat on her 7-inch clit and fucked him with it.
Fuck. Ah. It was.
I was yearning for the burning, dude. You know what I mean? I wanted to feel the burn.
I still want to feel the burn.
I think he's going to run. If he doesn't die first, He's old as fuck. Old Jew.
Do Bernie Sanders impression.
I don't know what he sounds like, if I'm being honest.
He sounds like an old Jewish guy. These socks I've been wearing for... I'm like doing Larry David, but Larry David, and he did the best impression of Bernie Sanders. They're the same guy.
Let me hear it.
These socks I wore since yesterday in Philadelphia. I'm riffing. I don't know any of his quotes. Hillary's a bitch. Donald Trump's a dick.
That's fucking good, though. Like, I don't know what he sounds like, but you sound very Jewy.
Thank you.
Yep.
We're not anti-Semitic, but...
No, dude. I have friends that are Jews. That's a lie. I have no friends that are Jews.
But, there's none in Northern Nevada. There's like five.
But I like Seinfeld. Great show. I liked it.
I would say it didn't age well.
I got into it late. Like, I didn't start watching until maybe like 2-3 years ago. And they're funny.
Yeah. The humor is very of its time,
though. Have you watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yeah.
I like that.
I watched him with my boy, Barack. Bringing it back to Barack.
Barack. Him and Michelle, dude. Power couple.
Dwayne the Barack Obama Johnson. All right. I promise I wouldn't talk about you know who in this one.
No. But, yeah, I got one person left, and it's my mother. She's always the hardest. She never fucking asks for nothing.
Slippers.
My sister told me, so she goes, I know, when she should get mom. I was like, perfect, because I have a mental block. I don't know what to get her.
A black guy.
Whoa, bro.
That's my mother. Sorry, as a callback to an earlier joke.
Yeah, but not to my mother, bro.
I didn't mean it.
Jesus.
All right, what did your sister say?
My mother's kind of a racist. I don't even think she'd fucking like it. Something you guys might not know about, like, older Mexicans. Very racist. Like, just putting it out there. I mean, I'm not. You know, but... Any Mexican over the age of 45, very racist. But she's like, you should get mom pajamas, you know, for Victoria's Secret. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Jasmine, I'm not getting mom sexy pajamas. Like, that's not my job.
I don't think that would go. You go in there, and then you're just kind of... That you'd definitely be doing the awkwardly, looking around, like, kind of looking at everything while looking at nothing at the same time.
You know what? No, hold on, though. Like, I have no problem. Let's get this straight. I have no problem walking into Victoria's Secret and just grabbing panties and throwing them up in the air and putting them on my face. Like, that I don't give a fuck.
I'm having a great time in here.
Yay!
But you're there for your mom. That's why you would be doing the, like, you're trying to, maybe trying more than normally to play it cool in there.
Yeah. But apparently she was like, she's like, they're not all sexy pajamas. They're just regular pajamas in there. I was like.
Horse hockey.
I don't know what that is, but yes. And, yeah, I'm not going to go in there. Just because I know who I'm shopping for.
Right.
So I'm making Jana go. I don't care what they look like. Just
something tasteful. No G strings.
No G strings. How weird would that be? Oh my god. Can you imagine? I feel like David would do something like that.
Yeah. David would have no, like, he doesn't know fear. Like, we
said, no.
He might be our first guest.
I want him to be our first guest. I feel like there would be nobody more perfect than David.
He has practice.
I know.
Yeah. So.
I don't know why he doesn't have one. Him and his kids.
Oh, him and his kids would kill, I bet.
Oh, like, my God. His Snapchat stories. Like, do his kids get in trouble at school? Or, like, are they
smart? No, they're like him. They just, like, they subvert the system. And they're like,
fucking, they're smart kids then. Because David, quick story about David. I remember we used to have English together in Miss Ludlow's class, right? And Ray was in there too, so you can imagine what kind of fuck
that sounds like. The most fun class
ever.
Oh
my god, it was so fun. Ludlow hated it, dude. Like, she tried to be cool, But, like, deep down, like, we knew that she thought we were pieces of shit because we would never do anything in class. So, like, one day we're doing some group project, and David's like, Mrs. Ludlow, can I go to the bathroom? Hee-hee-hee. And I look over, and he's, like, giving me this fucking evil fucking look with this.
I know the look. I'm very familiar.
And then he, like, grinned at me. And then he walked out, right? Fucking 10 minutes come by, right? He comes back in, and Miss Lindlow's like, what took so long? I was like, I really had to go. So he walks next to me, and he's like, go to the bathroom. And I was like, why? He's like, just go. So I'm like, Miss Lindlow, can I go to the bathroom?
Did you do a hee hee hee?
Yeah, no, okay. I should have. I was just, at the time, I was like, it's David. I have no idea what's going on. I'm curious as fuck. I need to get to the bathroom. And it was the bathroom right down the fucking hallway from the lunchroom.
All right.
Dude, I walked in front of that door, and I could already smell it.
I knew where the story was going, the ending.
And he took the fattest shit in that urinal.
And then I knew he shits in urinals. I remember him and Ray used to do it in the Walmart
all the time.
One. Yeah, God, they shit in urinals.
Oh my God, it smelled so bad. I was like, huh?
One time he got my uncle, but it's cool because my uncle, he does a lot of meth, so we don't, you know, I don't like that guy. So David shit in a peanut butter jar and like covered the sides. And he's like, hey, uncle, check out that lizard I caught. It's in that jar over there that rock. And our uncle's like, better not be a snake. And he walks over and David's like, it is a corn bag rattler. And then we ran off and left him.
Oh my God, dude. And I felt bad because I was good friends with the janitor. I'm like, this poor bastard. Dude.
I have a story about the janitor.
Oh my God. He was such a nice guy.
He was really cool.
And he was going to have to fucking hand pick that shit out from the urinal, dude. I was like, poor
got a scooper.
And I was like, poor Gerardo.
Dude, Gerardo. Freaking Gerardo. Dude, okay, I have a story about
Gerardo.
He was
such a nice guy. He played guitar in the church, dude.
Ooh.
I felt bad.
David doesn't know this. He doesn't think about these kind of things.
No,
though.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He knows no remorse and no mercy.
It's hilarious, though.
One time, you remember Nevada? Of course.
Yeah, Nevada.
Yeah. So
our friend Nevada, not the state.
Not the state. But Nevada and I, we went through this phase of drinking cough syrup to get high at school. And
I did that too, but I didn't do it in school. No? I think I did it at the year after I graduated. I was like 18. I would just slam fucking Dimetapp.
It was the dirtiest.
It was gross.
It was disgusting. But we would do it anyways.
Yeah, no, it got you fucked up.
Yeah. So we were at lunch and we were drinking a bottle of cough syrup together. Big old bastard. Going halfsies.
Nice.
You know, in the same stall. And Gerardo peeks over, and luckily we had already put the bottle back in his backpack and we were all done. He looked at us and he's like, what are you guys doing gay? And we were like, yeah. And instead of getting caught, like,
what are you guys doing gay?
Instead of defending ourselves, we're like, yeah. And then he's like, get out of here. Like, you can't get in trouble for doing gay, but you could get told to not do it in the
stall.
I like
how he didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
He was like, you doing gay?
Yeah, it caught him off guard. Yeah.
He's like, what? Jesus Christ. God, you I remember that time period where we used to hang out all the time when we were in school. You guys stole like food from like.
Sure. No, but hypothetically, if we did, it was really easy. And it
from
was
from the school, right?
Yeah, from the grade school that was down one of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We that just, okay, so, yeah, because the freezer was outside around this little just enclosure. There was no roof, so we just hopped the wall, and it wasn't locked, and we just opened it, and it was dark, no cameras, and we were just like, pizza sticks, yeah! And then we never ate them, and our dad found them, and he was pissed off at us. He's like, wait, it's not like you guys don't eat, and it was more like, he's right, it was more like we just knew we would get away with it, so we were just doing bad shit, because we lived in the middle of the desert and nothing mattered.
Dude, I remember it wasn't really a senior prank. We just wanted to fuck around. But it was me, David and Ray.
The crew.
And I don't know if you went. I don't know. I can't remember. But we broke into the high school and started writing like random shit like fucking like on the glass.
What, how, let me ask you, how did they break in? How did you guys get in?
Fuck, I can't remember. David got the doors open.
I know how, because I showed him. You could just rip the doors off the wall.
Really?
I can't. And just give them a tug and they would open right up.
I can't remember, but yeah, David's the one that got it open. So we were in there, we were just writing stupid shit. Like, I think it was that fucking week where like they do like Powder Puff or what the fuck is that?
Oh, like Homecoming?
It was like Winterfest or whatever. Yeah. And then David just starts writing huge letters. Sophomores are Powder Puff pussy. Just, and then we were writing names of like sophomores and be like Laura rules 2007.
Why would he think that that worked?
I don't know, but it was hilarious at the time.
He tried that in my, he carved my initials in the wall at our house. So I was like, when my parents saw it, they were like, there's no way you're this stupid, right? And I was like, no. Like, come on. Like, who do you think did this? They're like, God, David, paint the wall, paint over. And like, he never did, of course.
God damn it. Those years were fun.
Yeah. Playing Guitar Hero and just throwing knives and stuff.
Oh, my God. Remember that fucking one time we were all at your house and it was all of us.
Yeah.
This is when Two Girls, One Cup came out.
Like, I remember the song more than the video, to be honest.
What the fuck was the song? I don't even remember there was a song.
It was just like some theme that somebody, like some free-to-use theme. I just remember the tune of it. I can't really sing it back because I'll butcher it, but I hear it in my head. Like,
really? That's what stuck with you was the fucking song?
The rest I have repressed through years of discipline.
For those of you who don't know...
from our younger viewers.
For our younger viewers, Two Girls, One Cup was, I would go as far to say that it was one of the things that first ever went viral.
Could, yeah. Isn't like that first generation?
That first generation.
Before the word meme was out there.
This would have been it.
Yeah.
Like for our generation. Yeah, we just generation,
called it viral, yeah.
It went viral. It was just making its way through the internet. And there was like different ones too, like Two Girls, One Jar. Remember
that? Yeah, and there was like...
And we watched them all.
Oh God, the Pain Olympics. The guy cut his dick off.
Oh my God, that was crazy. But I just, like, going back to Two Girls, One Cup, I just remember, like, we were just huddled in front of your guys' computer. We're like, okay. And so I'm going to describe it. So all you see is this cup. And all of a sudden, from the top of the screen, it looks like it's chocolate soft serve that's like perfectly spiraling into this cup. I'm like, this seems normal, right? And then the camera starts coming out. And then you see like a pair of these white ass cheeks. And then it gets bigger. And it's this fucking chick taking the fattest shit. I don't know what's the fattest.
They were definitely taking sort of like anal nitrates and laxative mix so that it was full on.
Like it was perfectly spiraled in there.
And then I just remember the spiral. And then when it pulls out and reveals the big, that you know, the white screen fucking, of the ass, just plop on top like the rest of that. That's the sound.
That's the sound. I couldn't do it.
Right after that, we had to pause the video.
I had to pause it, dude. I had to go out. Because,
yeah, you ran out over our little dick.
I'm just thinking about it.
We're going to have a podcast first.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then we ended up having to go back and finish it because, like, we had to.
Yeah, we couldn't be.
There's no way.
Cowards.
And then you just start, like,
stop thinking about it. Block it out. Think about something else. Your eyes are watering.
Oh. Fuck.
Oh God, I want to take a picture for the Instagram of that. Oh my goodness. Oh, beautiful.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's one of like our fondest memories, as fucked as it sounds.
It was still a good time.
It was a good time, though.
Because I remember everybody gagging, like Brett, Casey, and Ray.
Except David.
Except my brother David.
All he could do was fucking laugh. I'm like... Like, I don't know how you, like, I don't know. Nothing scares that motherfucker.
He does not fear death.
No, he doesn't.
He's,
I think maybe now.
Borderline sociopath. Yeah, now that he's like.
Now that he has like a family and stuff.
Also, his kids are so well adjusted. Like his kids are foul mouthed.
Like, I haven't met them, but like you can just tell like how fucking crazy smart their kids are.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, who knew that they were gonna that Dave was gonna bag himself a Mexican girl?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I never saw that coming.
Me neither.
No,
I remember Lorena when she was like just a youngster because she's always worked at the Winnemucca Inn.
She's still there.
Yeah. They should have given. She should be running that place.
She should own that motherfucker right now. Oh my god! I just farted.
Wow,
it's getting so bad.
It's turning my hair gray.
Oh my god! It just riz up from the ashes.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
But just kidding. It's not that bad. It's kind of that bad.
The first gags but it's earlier not, were real. That yeah, one. Was, that one.
This
was,
one was fake. Yeah. It's not two girls, one cup bad. But yeah, man. Yeah, we're gonna have David on the podcast. We're gonna do a special guest with David when we go down to
Winnemucca.
Yeah. That should be fun. I think that'll be great.
I'm also gonna show. We're going on the 23rd. Me and Jackie are heading down there.
What's that?
That's the Sunday before the 24th is Monday, and the 25th is Tuesday.
I think we might leave Saturday night.
We should go and are you going with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
We should show them all the Winnemucca bars.
No, I don't want to do that.
Not even one?
Nope.
I'm going to show Jackie one.
No.
She's got to see the mine shaft, man.
No, I don't. She can't handle smoke.
Ah.
Yeah, she gets all fucked up. That's why you like literally can't take her to any of these bars.
They are very smoky in Winnemucca. Cause
very gross. I actually don't like going out that town. Like, I'll go out just to, you know, just, like, if I have friends that are gone out, and I'll hang out for a little bit, then I'm out, just because then you run into motherfuckers you don't want to see.
That's true. Every time. That's every a good time. Point.
Well, it's Winnemucca. Then you run into those guys who've never left.
Oh, God. And I don't want...
And then they get all mad because you fucked their girlfriend at one point in time, and they're like, they never forget.
They never forget.
They hold it. They hold on to that motherfucker.
God, and then they're all going to talk shit about me to my girlfriend, to her...
Yeah.
But she's really, she'll eviscerate them. She will annihilate.
And she seems vicious. Like if she's backed up into a corner or something like that.
She will just pick out like what they're wearing or find like a unibrow or something.
She's
just,
quick.
Yeah, she'll melt them into nothingness.
Yeah. I don't want to do that to her. You know what I mean?
I don't want to put her through that either, but she says she wants to see
her. I'll take her out to like Tom's Canyon, if you know what I'm saying.
Don't get stuck because the roads up there are...
I used to take those roads drunk so I wouldn't get caught in, like, drunk driving.
Right. That's where all the high school kids do, like, their bonfires.
Really?
When did going out and doing bonfires, was that always a thing?
I did it in high school. Maybe you were just a loser.
Yeah, maybe I was just a loser. I never went to the bonfire. It would be like, way out in the desert? We didn't have to.
No. I would just throw ragers at my mom's house.
I went to a Uriel party once.
They were fun, right?
Yeah.
Were you there when a kid broke his leg?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, some kid broke his leg.
How did he?
He slipped on ice.
What a jabroni.
Yeah, so they took him to the ER and just threw him out the car.
You guys overdosed hooker him?
Do you remember who, his name was Kyle.
Blonde Kyle?
Yeah.
Muskrat?
No.
Isn't that what everybody called him?
No, not that. Kyle, and he was about your. He might have been like
Kyle Jones.
No. He was blonde-haired Kyle with braces. I can't remember his fucking name now though, but yeah, he like slipped and snapped his like femur and shit. Or what? Which one's the leg one?
That's the one up there or the one down there?
I don't know. He broke something, dude.
The top one's the femur.
It might have been the bottom one then.
Bottom one is the tibula or something, or the fibula, yeah, perhaps.
But, yeah, there's definitely some stories to that.
God damn.
What, did you get a nude?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. No, I didn't. It was actually a message from Adolfo, and then I was reading an email.
From Adolfo?
Yeah.
Feedies?
Yeah. Shout out to Adolfo.
Shout out to Feedos, dude. I miss him with all my heart.
We'll probably run into him.
Saw him. Right now, he's
he's coming. Town.
Yeah, he's in Sacramento, so he'll drop into Winnemucca like either every week or every other week.
Yeah, yeah. His Instagram is always pictures of his lovely children.
Yeah. Yeah. His kid's huge, man.
I feel weird saying lovely children. Sorry, I didn't mean anything by that. Yeah, they're very nice kids.
Very nice children.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. I saw him not too long ago. I went and hung out with him. We had dinner. We kissed. Just kidding.
We kissed the other night.
We did kiss the other night. Twice.
How'd you like it? You can be honest. It was slightly drinky kisses. But
yeah, it was a little sloppy, but I'll take it.
There was a reason there was a second one, I'm assuming. So
we did kiss, though. Lightly.
Lightly.
A friendship kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I needed Jackie
got a little threatened.
I needed them both to know that, like, I'm not a coward and I'm not afraid to kiss another man.
Bitch.
Yeah. That's good. It's good that they saw that early on in our professional relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The sexual tension.
There is quite a bit.
I know.
By the end of this podcast, I will nobble your go.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to force myself on you, but I don't know if I'll be able to stop myself either.
I don't know if I'll stop you either.
I guess we'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, okay, that's it. That's as far as I can take that.
It's not as far as I can take it.
I know it's not. But I got a fart again. And this Qdoba is like burning a hole through my asshole.
Do you like Qdoba or Chipotle more?
Okay, so I've had Chipotle. Post E. coli breakouts.
So have I.
But I prefer Qdoba if I'm being honest here.
Damn. That's a real genuine Mexican saying this too, so.
I mean, it's not my go-to. Like, you know what I mean?
What's your go-to?
As far as what, Mexican food?
I like fast Mexican food.
Fast Mexican food?
Because if you're going to a restaurant, go to a nice restaurant.
No, fuck no.
Go to one of those.
White people have that shit all confused. They're like, oh, like fucking Miguel's restaurant in South Virginia is the best Mexican food in town. Or whatever the fuck you like.
I meant Super Burrito. So.
Super Burrito. Best bang for your fucking dollar, brother.
Yeah. Two locations that I know.
Two locations, Sparks and Plum. One in Carson City and one in Gardnerville.
Good to know.
Yep, you're welcome.
If I'm ever in those shitholes, I'm Reno for life. Gayest little city. Represent.
Gardnerville's not bad.
I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only like 45 minutes away from here.
I know, I've driven through it.
It's beautiful, actually. It's at the base of the mountains and shit.
All right, Gardnerville. I'll give you a second chance.
Shout out to Gardnerville.
You can thank Uriel for that one.
It is. That whole area is like, it's old school. It's nice.
You're nice.
I'm nice. Sometimes. Oh, my nutsack just vibrated. Who messaged me? My little nephew, or my little cousin, always sends me like these weird fucking...
Let me ask you something.
What's that?
How come Hispanic people can't keep their family members straight? Either it's a nephew or it's a cousin.
There's so many of them.
All right, that's fair. And if they're just closer to your age, you just call them a cousin or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, my dad's brother is a year younger than me.
Hmm.
So I'm not going to call that motherfucker my uncle.
Sure.
That's weird.
You can whoop his ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I've never met him. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's a nice guy. Nice enough.
I would never. Don't fight your cousins or your uncles. I don't fight my uncle.
I would destroy him. I have a pretty big family. My grandma on my mom's side had like 10 kids. Hmm. She liked to bang a lot. But,
There's your opening. There's your, I'd open with that joke.
Yeah? No, I love my grandma. She's my favorite.
She doesn't have to hear it.
I know.
What if my grandma podcasts?
Like, she's this sweet old woman, and she podcasts. Like, she listens to podcasts.
I'm sure that there's some...
What if she's a Joe Rogan or, like, fan? And she... My grandma's Mexican as they come.
So she's probably
But she listens to Joe Rogan.
That'd be cool.
Right?
That'd be weird as hell.
Weird as fuck. But, yeah, she had 10 kids, and then, obviously... You know, each one of them had kids. At least three. I think each one of them had three.
How many kids do you have?
That I know?
Yeah.
None.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just waiting for the day, though, that, like, one of them shows up to my fucking door.
When I'm driving slowly around Winnemucca, I'm looking for little kids smelling their fingers.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. It's kind of my go-to for a long time.
It was that's kind of how you waved at people there for a minute. When you were not,
I know.
When you were a young man, like a little boy, not a grown up.
Those days are long gone.
Do you know what my favorite thing we used to do in high school was?
What?
It'd always be after
bang
school.
The same chicks?
That was an inevitability in
Winnemucca. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You and I are probably Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, probably.
Because I ran through that town.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging about it either.
I'm pleading the fifth on that one.
But, we've probably crossed, like, paths sexually once or twice. Or five times.
There's still time.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, that had weird implications to it.
Yeah, we're
good guys now.
What did you like to do in high school?
Okay, after school, it was always you and Ray and David and me, and then there would be, like, every now and then random assortment of our other friends, like Brett or sometimes Casey. Yeah. And then we would just wait for people to walk down the hall and say, nice shirt, queer. Like, this was the last year it was okay to make fun of people for being gay, and we took advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I try to avoid saying that.
I do too now.
Yeah, like, I try to get better. Like,
that's why I didn't drop we actually said worse things than that. Like the hard F's.
Oh, see, yeah, I don't, yeah. The hard F's. I'm not a fan of that word, to be honest.
Not either.
It's just too harsh.
Everybody in the warehouse, I say, is like, oh, like, they say it all the time, and I just...
I'm trying to be like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Better than that.
I'm not going to change them.
Yeah, so like, I'll say it, but I'll say it fucking around. They still say it, you know what I mean? But I don't agree with it. We were young back then, though. What the fuck do we know?
Yeah.
I barely knew how to pull out. You know? We've come a long way since.
We've come a long way.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I do remember that, though. All the time, too. It was bad. It was bad.
It was, yeah.
But it was hilarious at the time. Oh, I don't regret it.
I don't either.
No.
I don't either. Because that gave us good observational wit that I'm still using to this day. Right. By the way, quick announcement. If anybody's in Reno on the, what's Friday, the 21st?
Yeah, I think.
I'm doing some stand-up. Come at the Improv.
Come to the Improv.
$5 at 8 o'clock on Wells Street.
I'll be there watching you do stand-up.
I am going to absolutely kill it.
I know. Negative shout-out to Jackie's work.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Bombora. I'll say the name of the company.
The balls on you.
Yeah.
Smooth. Bombora, what the fuck do they even do?
They sell imagination to people without imaginations.
Interesting. I hate that I'm bagging. I kind of hate that I'm bagging on your girlfriend's job, but
they shouldn't have had the same idea as us. And don't compete directly with us, because although the ones of you that I have met, I have liked, I will crush you. I've never lost before, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'll murder you. Just kidding. I will not do that. But I will have sex with your face and butt. Aggressively.
Consensually.
Consensually.
You won't even stand a chance.
Hashtag me too. I think that'll do it for today, right? What do you think?
I think we pretty much...
I gotta take a fat old dump. I think it's about time we call it.
All right. That sounds good to me. I think that it went well.
Yeah. It went good. It was good.
Follow,
the sound should be better.
Hey, if you like us, send us an email. Oh, it turned red. I think we only get an hour. So, send us an email at...
Let's Get Dangerous Pod at gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Dangerous Pod. And same thing with our Twitter.
The Twitter's still in progress.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, we're still... All right. Anyway.
Later.
Stay sweet.
Mwah.